Well, and hello, 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 and welcome back. I hope that you are enjoying your Wednesday and that you're not stuck in traffic, or if you are, glad you're stuck in traffic and listening to us and getting ready for this weekend's Waterfire Salute to Veterans. We were just talking to National Grid, who is one of Waterfire's season sponsors. But this weekend is our last full lighting of the season. There is so much going on, from torch processions to resource fairs. Memorial Park will be lit up like it's never been lit up before. We have an incredible canoe ceremony happening. So I advise everybody to go to the Waterfire website and see the lineup of events, because as I've said earlier in the show, we're past the whole daylight savings time, so it's getting dark early. So our fires start early, and especially this one, because we have some wonderful ceremonies happening up at the State House that we hope the public will come and listen to some people talk. We're shining a little spotlight on our Vietnam veterans. We'll be speaking to a Vietnam veteran later on in the program, but there's a lot of things happening all over the installation. And as I said, there's the resource fair. But I had a really special, special group of people, and a gentleman that I don't want to waste too much time before I introduce him, because he and a group of men, they're Air Force veterans, are working to put a memorial that needs to be erected at the Rhode Island Veterans Cemetery. And they're going to be on site, one, being able to share their experience with the public and also tell them a little bit about what's important about putting this memorial in the Rhode Island Veterans Cemetery. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend Bob Dalton. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm enjoying all the good weather.
I know, and you know, it's funny. I think it's going to be beautiful like this on Saturday, and you'll be on site on Saturday, I know.
We certainly will, and every day I get up, I check the weather,
yep,
just to make sure.
It's going to be nice. It looks like it's going to drop a little bit in the evening, and like to get a little bit in the 40s, but who cares? It's sunny.
We can handle it.
We can.
Sure.
I'm sure you can handle anything, because I, would you tell, I, you know, you sent over your bio and it's really impressive. But for our listeners, could you give us a little bit of a background on you?
Yes, I joined the Air Force, enlisted in 1953, February, and I was sent to basic training at Sampson Air Force Base in Upper State, New York. Actually, on the shores of Lake Seneca, which is the Finger Lakes District. I did my basic training there for 8 to 10 weeks. Then I was sent down to tech school at Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas, Wichita Falls. And after an intensive mechanical training, engine mechanical training, I was then sent to my permanent base at in Washington at Spokane, Fairchild Air Force Base. And I I was a mechanic, engine mechanic. When I first went into the service, I had no idea what to do, a wrench from a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
But I became a crew chief on a B-36 super bomber. That was the bomber that was replaced by the B-52.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 6 reciprocating engines, push-type engines, and 4 jet engines, 2 on each pod for each wing. And we had a, I can't tell you exactly what the bomb load was that we carried, but we were then sent, I did 2 tours in Guam, and we were sent over as a peacekeeping force after the treaty from the Korean War was signed. We had a, probably, I think my first tour was about 6 months. My second tour was probably 3 or 4 months.
Oh, what made you enlist in the first place?
Well, you know, I wanted to do my duty. We didn't have there were no drafts at that time, but again, I wanted to do my duty, and also I figured that by doing that, then I could be eligible for the GI Bill and go to college.
All right.
Yeah. So I did my 4 years. I didn't re-enlist, but I did my 4 years, and I was out of the service in February of 57.
And now we were just—I was just talking to David Graves from National Grid, and he was talking about that his training, and the years that he served in the Army were very formative and almost extremely eye-opening, and kind of almost like a passage period. Do you feel that same way as well?
Yeah, I do. I think the training helped an awful lot for discipline. But when I got out of the service, my training did not equate to what I did in my job.
All right.
I became a sales rep. And I spent 2 years, well, from 57 to 62. 62, I was transferred down to Rhode Island. And I've been here ever since.
It's a great little state we've got, isn't it?
It sure is.
Uh-huh.
We raised a family, my daughter and my son, and we now have 4 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And very proud of every one of them. And we've had a good time here in Rhode Island. Yeah, it's been great.
And now, so you're going to be on site, as we said, on Saturday. So you'll be down towards Memorial Park in the College Street Bridge area, right, with a 10x10 tent handing out information. Tell me about this group that you're part of, when it was started, and what it is that you're doing exactly. I gave a teaser in the beginning, but... It started with 3 men, you told me? 3 men sitting down?
Basically it was 3 men on the Monument Committee, but I'll back up a little and give you a quick history. In 2010, this Sampson Air Force Base Association, Veterans Association, was formed by a group of men. I think originally there were 9 men that formed this group. They would meet once a month at a particular restaurant for lunch, and just to tell war stories and chit chat and so forth. And then one of our men visited the cemetery in Exeter at one time, and actually the 2 guys went down there, and they wanted to lay some wreaths on an Air Force monument. Found out that there was no Air Force monument at the cemetery. We are the only branch of service that does not have a monument.
And why is that? Is that...
We have no idea why, but when we had that information with us, we decided to form a committee of 3, which we did, and we've been working on the program ever since.
Well, we need, because we've only got a few minutes to talk here, Bob, so I want to make sure that we get the information out. So this, you're looking to fundraise. We need, of course, you can't be the only missing, you know, branch of the service down in that doesn't have a memorial.
That's right.
So, I mean, I know that you've been going right along and you're doing fundraising for it. What's the target goal? Is it 40,000?
Well, we're looking at anywhere between 40 and 50,000. We really haven't got a final figure from the contractor because we have to get in touch with an architect and have some work done. But we will be looking in that area. Now, at the water fire, we will be there to pass out information, literature, and also talk to visitors to our tent about our program and about our association.
Well, I think what you're doing is really important. And of course, you know, it sounds like it's, so the group of veterans that you have that get together and your committee that gets together, does this now span past just the, I think when you said it started, and I might have misunderstood, but it sounded to me like it was Korean War veterans that were part of that.
Basically,
initial
they're
group?
they're all Sampson Air Force Base trainees.
All right.
We do have a few from Lackland Air Force Base, which used to be the training center for Air Force. In fact, I think it still is. Now, the reason that Sampson Air Force Base, which really started out as a Navy training base, and then in 1950, at the start of the Korean War, the Air Force needed more recruits. So they took over Sampson Air Force Base, the Navy moved out, and we trained about 330,000 Air Force recruits. And then the base was open in 50, and it was closed in 1956. And now, just as a little fact, it is now a museum. They have kept some of the barracks there. They have a building with a lot of artifacts, and it's a great place to visit.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to get to here is that that there's probably a lot of Air Force veterans from that are around that would love to see this monument go into the Veterans Cemetery, and it doesn't matter probably which conflict that they were in.
No.
And there's ways that they can get in touch and be part of this, because I'm sure it probably touches a lot of people. And
yes.
I know that you have a website, which I'm going to be putting up on the Waterfire website and on our Facebook page as well, so that people know how to get in touch with you so that they can be part of this if they want to help to fundraise for you or if they want to donate and be part of the group that you've established and learn more about you. And I'll say, I know it's I'm going to let you say it.
RISAMPON, Sampson, Veterans, Rhode Island, Sampson, Vets.
.org. Yes, because you're a 501c3. And come on, everybody, it's really important. If you're part of the Air Force, if you were part of the Air Force, if you're currently serving, reach out to these guys and help them accomplish their mission. Again, they're going to have more information on the Waterfire website. Stop down and see Bob and his team at Waterfire on Saturday. I'm so glad that you're going to be there. And thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. If I could just for a second put in a plug, we meet once a month, every fourth Tuesday at Twin Oaks for lunch. And we would love to see some new members come to our luncheon.
Awesome. You know what? We're going to put that in, too, on the Facebook page. Go to Twin Oaks, and I'm going to show up one of those days, too. But I'm not Air Force. I'll just show up anyway. I always love Twin Oaks.
We certainly would welcome to see you.
Right? Well, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Everybody, make sure to stop down and see Bob and find out about this really important thing that he's doing with his committee. And I will be back in a moment, and we're going to talk very quickly when we come back. We won't have a lot of time, but we're going to talk to the Reverend Dr. Richard Dannenfeltzer, Vietnam veteran. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business.